In my day, safety was your responsibility. You either held tight or you went through the windshield.
Now it's time for In My Day with comedian Lynn Ruth Miller. Sit back and enjoy a walk down memory lane with a twist of spice included. And now, In My Day.
In my day, nice girls were very proper. We thought sex was dirty, and that was all the boys had on their minds. Some things never change, do they? My mother convinced me that any contact with the opposite sex would destroy my future. Gone my dream of a college education. Smart girls know how to say no, said my mother. Gone my hopes of marriage to a nice, rich doctor. Men don't like something used, said my mother. If a young man so much as touched me, I ran for cover. And if he held my hand, I blushed as if I had committed the original sin. We had a double standard back then. Boys were free to indulge in their sexual fantasies and have the kind of adventures nice girls only read about in books the librarian kept in the cabinet behind her desk. Girls were taught to cross their legs and turn their faces whenever they saw a kiss coming. Once you were in college, though, the restrictions loosened just a little. If you went out with a young man three times and he spent money on you, you allowed him a goodnight kiss. The girls that gave men a bit more were the ones who didn't wear bras, used a lot of makeup, and spent months living with their aunt in the country before they came home with a new baby cousin. Now that we have explicit movies and everyone watches porn, the goodnight kiss has graduated to much more intimate exploration. I don't think that's a bad thing, but it was nice back then to feel virginal and maidenlike and really believe that that goodnight kiss you gave your date was the best gift you could possibly give him. Sometimes innocence makes things a lot more fun. Nowadays, no one gets excited about a little thing like a goodnight kiss. The only thing that really gets your date excited is telling him you forgot to take the pill. And this is Lynn Ruth Miller with a little pill and my grown-up baby cousin and another edition of In My Day.